Welcome to the second podcast of Rough Drafts. My name is Debbie DeLouise. I'm an author and librarian, soon to be releasing my romantic suspense novel, A Stone's Throw, to be published by Limitless Publishing on November 17th. Today, I have some exciting news to share with my listeners. To celebrate the cover reveal of my new novel, A Stone's Throw, on October 28th, I am hosting a contest on my Facebook author page. Each Wednesday, up until the 28th, I will post a question that can be answered by reading my blog. The question might be about me, my books or articles, a previous blog post, or something else. But all the answers will be found on my blog at debbiedelouise.wordpress.com. The first person to answer correctly on my Facebook author page at www.facebook.com/debbie.delouise.author will win a virtual ticket for a prize. Questions will be posted at various times to give people on all time zones a chance to reply. On October 28th, the day of my cover reveal, I will post the final question and then choose a winner from those holding tickets. I am also participating in several online author events on Facebook. I will be at Taylor Henderson and Sarah Schoen's Halloween release party on Friday, October 30th, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Carissa Lynch's release party on Tuesday, November 3rd, from 12 noon to 12:30 p.m. Santa's Helper's online book release party from 8 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. on Monday, November 30th, Cyber Monday, and Cassandra's Big Christmas Bookstravaganza on Wednesday, December 12th at 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. All events will feature authors, books, contests, giveaways, prizes, and fun. All events have Facebook pages for you to sign up to attend. I hope to see many of you there. Lastly, I would like to read an excerpt from A Stone's Throw that is currently in the hands of my editor for its final touches. Mabel, the mystery reader, lived right off Bookshelf Lane. Sheila told Alicia she had sorted the homebound deliveries for that day in distance order. Mabel's house was one of the stone ones popular in the area. It was small, with the Beware of Dog sign stuck in the front lawn. The gate creaked when Sheila opened it. "Don't worry about Gigi," Sheila said when she saw Alicia eyeing the sign. "She's a little pup whose bark is worse than her bite." Sure enough, as the women approached, a tiny yipping terrier ran to the front door. Mabel, trailing behind with a walker containing a tray, took a bit longer. "Oh my goodness," she said, catching her breath. "My librarian is here with books." It sounded like she was speaking to someone in the house, although Alicia knew she lived alone. Then Alicia realized the old woman was talking to her dog. "Books for us, Gigi. How wonderful." "Hello, Mabel," Sheila said. "I've brought the new librarian with me. This is Ms. Alicia Fairmont." "Fairmont. That name sounds familiar." The white-haired woman opened her door and squinted at Alicia. "Come in, both of you. I was just starting to knit. But I can put on a pot of tea if you'd like." "No, thank you," Sheila said as they entered the house. "We're making the rounds for deliveries this morning and don't have much time." She dropped the book bag on a nearby table. The dog had quieted down and taken a place by Mabel's rocking chair, where a ball of red yarn and knitting needles lay in a basket. Alicia wondered if Mabel remembered Peter's family, but the woman had gone into a back room to gather the books from her last delivery. "I liked all of these," she said, re-entering the room after a few minutes. Reaching into the walker's tray, she handed Alicia a library bag that contained her returns. "Beaton is such a good author. Her Agatha Raisin mysteries are interesting, but funny at the same time. What I liked best is there's no bad language and sex that are in a lot of books today." Sheila smiled. "I know you like cozy mysteries, so I try to stock up on them, Mabel. How sweet of you. Are you sure you and your friend wouldn't like some tea?" "Not today, but thanks. Enjoy your books." Mabel stood at the door waving to them as they left the house. "Next on the list is Georgiana," Sheila said when they were past Mabel's house. Unlike Mabel, she adores what we call bodice-ripper romances. Alicia knew the term. Gilly used it frequently. Yes, most of those are usually paperbacks written by authors like Johanna Lindsay, Julia London, and Sabrina Jeffries. Many are historical. I knew I hired you for a reason, Sheila said. Georgie's house is right down this block. They had turned Mabel's corner onto Pebble Place. Sheila strode up a long driveway to a ranch house. A woman sat outside on a porch swing. Hi there, Georgie, Sheila hailed her. I've got some books for you, and I've brought along the new librarian for you to meet. Georgiana stepped off the swing. It continued to rock in the slight breeze. The lady was tall and wore a long, blue-flowered skirt and high-collared matching blouse. She looked younger than Mabel, but had a slight limp. Alicia noticed when she walked over to take the books. Thank you, Sheila. I've been missing my dukes and ladies, she winked. I heard you were hiring a new librarian. I miss Tina. Have you had any word from her? I'm afraid not. I'm sure she's too busy caring for her mother to contact us. But Alicia here is a godsend. Alicia, what a pretty name, Georgiana said, offering her hand. Nice to meet you, dear. Alicia noticed the woman's hands were bony and arthritic-looking, so she shook the extended one gently. Likewise, ma'am. One moment, Georgiana went in her house. She was back quickly with her bag of book returns and a box of Whitman's chocolates. Please share these with Alicia, she said, handing the chocolates to Sheila. Thank you. Have a good day. I hope you like the books. She passed the chocolates to Alicia and took the return bag. One more stop before we bring these back to the library, Sheila said. Do you think you can handle the next bag? Alicia nodded. I'll manage. I can carry two if you want. Sheila didn't seem burdened. Alicia observed that she was quite fit to carry two book bags and walk up the hill without needing to catch her breath. The homebounds are so nice and the street names are charming, Alicia commented as they arrived at the top of the hill and turned up Copper Penny Lane. Sheila smiled. Most of our homebounds are sweet old ladies. This last one is a bit surly sometimes. Her name is Betty, and she isn't always happy with the book selected for her. She likes popular authors, Patterson, Clark, Roberts. Alicia tried to take some mental notes to remember each person and their book preferences, even though Sheila said she recorded them. Do you have any male homebounds? Alicia asked as they approached a brick house with closed curtains. There are two, but I'll give you the complete list when we return to the library. I made sure all the deliveries were taken care of while I was away, so you wouldn't need to worry about them. I just wanted to get you started meeting some of the homebounds since you were here. Is Betty home? Alicia asked. Oh, yes. She likes to keep her house dark because she doesn't trust strangers. We'll have to be insistent on who we are to get her to answer. As Sheila warned, it took several knocks until Betty, after peering at them through her curtain, decided it was safe to open the door. You're from the library, aren't you? The small woman in black asked. Her face was twisted into a grimace. Yes, it's me, Betty, Sheila said. I know I haven't delivered books to you in a while, but I hope you remember me. Alicia thought for a moment the lady was going to request identification. Instead, she turned her beady eyes on Alicia and asked, Who is she? Alicia saw what Sheila meant by Betty being a bit surly. But remembering her initial issues with Dora and Casey, she tried a friendly approach. I'm Alicia Fearmont, the new librarian, she introduced herself without expecting a handshake. The woman huffed. She made no motion to let them in. You have my books. They better be better than the last batch. Sheila handed over the remaining books of the delivery. I'm sorry you didn't like our last selections. Was there something in particular that displeased you? Betty grabbed the books. They all stunk, that's all. Let me get them if you still want them. She closed the door behind her. Sheila glanced at Alicia with the expression, I told you so, written on her face. Don't mind Betty. She has her moods. Alicia wondered what the woman was like on a good day. Before long, Betty opened the door again and dumped her return bag on the step. Here you go. I'd get my money back for these if I were you. With that, she closed and locked the door. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and hope you will enter my cover reveal contest and join me for the Facebook author events I'm participating in during October, November, and December. Thank you for listening.